Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning all week. And this week we've heard the story of the people of Israel having sent spies to the Promised Land to see if they were ready to enter that land. The spies who went to the city of Jericho, a fortified city that would have been the greatest defense of the Promised Land, they stayed with a woman named Rahab, a prostitute who lived in the city walls. She helped them escape when the king found out that they were there and made a deal with them, saying that she wanted to become an Israelite. She wanted to become a worshiper of their God. She'd heard the amazing things God had done for them, and she wanted in. She wanted to commit. She wanted to see her life transformed by this experience. And so they hatched a plan for the Israelites to know which one was her house in the city walls and leave it untouched with a scarlet thread hanging out of the window. And the spies went back to Israel and told Joshua and the rest of Israel what they had seen, and that they were indeed ready to take the promised land that God had told them would be theirs. Now, Rahab is clearly a hero in this story, but she's an unlikely hero. She's not an Israelite. She's a prostitute. She lives in a pagan city. There doesn't seem to be a lot going for her. And in fact, even in this story, we see her lying. So she seems like an unlikely heroine, somebody that might have been forgotten by history. However, she has not been forgotten by history. Her name actually comes up again in the Bible because she lays an important foundation. In her story, we see God transforming the life of someone quite unlikely and someone outside the nation of Israel. It's a hint that God's plan is bigger than just the people of Israel. Yes, he has chosen them as his people. Yes, he's got a promised land for them. But it's not all about them. He intends to transform and bless the entire world. And Rahab represents that to a degree. She's an outsider who becomes an insider. God's mission is inclusive of people like Rahab. Even someone like her, so unlikely, so backwards, so broken, even somebody like her can become part of God's plan. And not just any part of God's plan. If you look at the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, one of the biographies of Jesus, you'll find what looks like a really boring genealogy with name after name of ancestors of Jesus. But what's exciting is that you'll find Rahab's name there. She was one of Jesus' ancestors. God used her to rescue the Israelites, and he used her and her lineage, culminating in Jesus, to rescue the entire world. God can transform people. And it's not just a little accidental thing. God can transform people quite intentionally, with big plans for them, to transform the entire world through them. This is what God did in Rahab. It's what God did through Jesus. It's what God can do for you and I. God wants to transform lives. He's still in that business of transforming lives like Rahab's. So no matter how backwards or broken you feel your life is, no matter how unlikely a Christian you think you are, God can transform you and use you as part of his plan to transform this world. What Matthew wants us to see with that genealogy is that God can transform anyone. It's all part of his plan. He can take a non-Jewish sinner and transform her life, just like he can take a broken, sinful world as a whole and transform it through the death and resurrection of his son Jesus. When Jesus went to the cross and died, he then rose again, destroying death's power. If you imagine death as a powerful fortress, those walls came crashing down. And the people of God were finally able to enter the promised land. Not the physical land of Israel, but the promised land of God's kingdom. We humans were finally able to enter into a relationship with God again, with no separation between us, with no Jericho standing in our way, with no sin or death separating us. Those walls had crashed down, and now anyone could have a relationship with God, a close personal one. living in God's kingdom with Him, like we were made to live with Him in the Garden of Eden. All that hope and potential is right here in this story about Rahab and the walls of Jericho crashing down. There's good news here in that even when death comes for each of us, there is a scarlet thread that can save us. Except it's not a thread, it's the blood of Jesus. As His blood was shed for us, we can imagine it as that scarlet thread that lets God know we want to be spared from death and destruction. We want to instead follow Him into the promised land of His kingdom. That's why there's such great news in this really old story about transformation in the life of Rahab. He can transform her and He can transform you. So here's your challenge for today. I want you to call somebody, a friend, a coworker, somebody you know, and invite him or her to celebrate with you something big that God has done in your life. Just share with them something great that's happened. Use your time together to celebrate and honor God, offering thanksgiving for God's faithfulness and proclaim God's goodness. Hope you'll do that. You'll share that story with somebody else and let them know where the goodness and greatness in your life comes from God. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.